Greetings, friends. In our last program, we read from Revelation chapter 13 and verses 1 through 2. But I didn't have a chance to focus on 3 points at that time, so I want to do that in this program. So let's go back to Revelation chapter 13 and verses 1 through 2. First of all, it says that I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. That's the first point I want to focus on. The second part it talks about is that on its head was the name of blasphemy. On all 7 of the heads of this beast was the name of blasphemy. That's the second point I want to cover. And the third point I want to cover is that the dragon gave him its power and its seat and great authority. Okay, so let's focus on this first part, which is that I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. What does this mean? Coming up out of the sea reveals that these kingdoms spring from the agitations and commotions of nations represented by the heaving ocean. John sees a beast coming up out of the sea. Daniel also said that he saw 4 beasts coming up out of the sea. This coming up out of the sea reveals that these kingdoms spring from the agitations and commotions of nations, and this is represented by the heaving ocean, this coming up out of the sea that's very turbulent. Now let's turn over to Daniel chapter 7 and verses 2 through 3 so that we can see this. This is Daniel chapter 7 and verses 2 through 3. Daniel spoke and said, "In my vision by night I was looking, and behold, the 4 winds of the heaven were stirring up the great sea, and 4 great beasts came up from the sea, different from one another." So we can see here that the sea definitely represents nations. And Satan, you know, is always counterfeiting what God does, because God likens his kingdom to the sea. And so Satan wants to liken his kingdoms to coming up out of the sea. Notice how God uses the sea to represent what he is doing. In Matthew chapter 13 and verses 47 through 49 is where we're going to see this. This is Matthew chapter 13 and verses 47 through 49. Here it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it shall be at the end of the world. The angels shall come out and separate the wicked from among the just." So we see how God uses the sea to represent what he is doing with the kingdom of heaven. But Satan is a counterfeiter, and he uses the sea to represent his kingdoms coming up and ruling. So that's the first part, where I saw a beast coming up out of the sea. It represents kingdoms springing up from commotions and agitations of nations. Now let's focus on the second part. On its heads was the name of blasphemy. Each one of these heads had an inscription that was blasphemous. In other words, the beast ascribed to itself some attribute that properly belonged to God and God only. This beast has no right to appropriate some of the characteristics of God to itself. God alone should be ascribed as having his characteristics, and God alone, not this beast. So it is blasphemous for this beast to ascribe to itself some attribute that only belongs to God, because the beast is misrepresenting God. It is not a true reflection of God. And that's what blasphemy really is by its essence, is claiming to be a representative of God, or even claiming to be God, when it is neither. So a name of blasphemy, as it says, on its heads was the name of blasphemy. A name of blasphemy is the prostitution of a sacred name to an unholy purpose. This is evident from reading Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, where God says, "I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but they are really of the synagogue of Satan. So what we see here is that these wicked men who are of the synagogue of Satan, they are calling themselves Jews. And so they're blaspheming the name Jew. Why is that? Because a Jew is one who is one inwardly, not outwardly. A Jew, a true Jew, is one who is one inwardly, one who has accepted the word of God and now becomes a spiritual descendant of Abraham. And they are also, of course, a descendant of Christ. So he who is a Jew inwardly is the true Jew. And these people were calling themselves Jews, but they weren't true spiritual Jews. They weren't true Christians. They were of the synagogue of Satan. So they were lying. They were blaspheming the name of Jew. They used it in an injurious sense because they were actually injuring the name of Jew. It's like a Christian, and I'm talking about a spiritual Jew, it's like a person claiming to be a Christian and then they get caught up in adultery. And you know some famous preachers have had that problem. Or it's like a Christian who is stealing from people. So it brings a horrible reproach upon the name of Christianity because people are claiming to be one thing when actually their actions are representing Satan the devil instead of God. So also let's turn over to Romans chapter 2 and verses 17 through 29 to get this same sense. This is Romans chapter 2 and verses 17 through 29. You are called a Jew, this is Paul speaking, you are called a Jew, and you boast in God. You're calling yourselves guides to the blind. You preach that we shouldn't steal, yet you steal. You claim to detest idols, but you covet. And doesn't God say that covetousness is idolatry? Yes, he does. And covetousness is idolatry because if you covet something, you're putting that before God. And that is idolatry. So people who were coveting claim that they detested idolatry, but they were lying. You claim to be righteous, but you dishonor God through breaking the law, and that is unrighteousness. Therefore, notice what Paul says, therefore, because of your hypocritical actions, because you stand up claiming to be a Christian, because you stand up claiming to be a spiritual Jew, one which is a Jew inwardly, because you claim that and yet live a way that shows that you are of God, God of this world, Satan the devil, the false God, because you claim that you are of the true God, but you are of your father the devil, the false God, the God of this world, therefore your name is blasphemy. The name of God is blasphemy. That's what he's saying here. Therefore, the name of God is blasphemed among the nations because of you. People look and they say, if that is a Christian, I don't want to have anything to do with Christianity. If that person represents God, I don't want to have anything to do with God. That's what happens when people act in a certain way contrary to God and yet claim to be servants of God. So therefore the name of God is blasphemed among the nations because of you. One is not a true Jew who is one outwardly, but the true Jew is one inwardly, because his Jewishness is not from men, but from God. And in your King James Version, it says, because his praise is not from men, but from God. But if you look in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 29, verse 35, you'll see that Judah, from which we get the term Jewish, Judah means praise. So we can clearly see that God was using a play on words when he was saying, but the true Jew is one inwardly because his Jewishness is not from men, but from God. Or his praise is not from men, but from God. So we don't need the praise of men who could be praising someone who does something falsely. We need the praise from God because God sees the truth. And if God praises us, then we know that we truly represent God. So hence, the term Jews, when applied to the synagogue of Satan, is a name of blasphemy, because to be a Jew, a spiritual Jew, that's a sacred name. That's a sacred characteristic. We are the praise of God. We are the Jewishness of God. That's a sacred name, a sacred characteristic. And for people to take that and to do something contrary to that, like the people in the synagogue of Satan did, that is blasphemy. So they are using the name Jew as a name of blasphemy. So what it says in Revelation 13, verse 2, when it says, on its heads was the name of blasphemy, what this clearly means is that here is a beast power, kingdoms, that claim to represent God when truly they represent Satan. That's what we have to get clear about the understanding of this phrase, on its heads was the name of blasphemy. They are taking the name of God, but they are blaspheming it because they do not represent God. They represent the God of this world, not the one and only true God. And the last part we want to focus on is in Revelation 13, verse 2, where it says, the dragon gave him its power. The dragon gave this beast its power. The dragon is giving the beast its power and its seat. The dragon is giving up its seat and putting the beast in its seat. And this dragon gave this beast power, great authority. We can see in Matthew chapter 4 in verses 8 through 9 that the dragon indeed has great power, because this devil, when he was tempting Yeshua, said, I'm going to take you up into a very high mountain, and I'm going to show you all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And then Satan said to Yeshua, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. And believe me, Satan could give it to him, because Satan is the god of this world. That's what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4. And Satan has deceived the whole world into worshiping him. Yeshua was not deceived into worshiping him, but the whole world has been and will continue to be deceived into worshiping him, into bowing down and worshiping him. That's what it says in Revelation 12, verse 9, that Satan has deceived the whole world. And Satan will use this future beast system to systematically bring upon the world the greatest deception of all time. And it will lead to the greatest tribulation of all time. That's called the Great Tribulation. This beast system will be Satan's final attempt in this age to deceive and force the world to worship him. Satan has always wanted to be worshipped and to rule as the one true God. So, in the last days, he will make his last ditch attempt to set up his own kingdom of God with his own Christ. And of course, you know, that will be the Antichrist. The scripture says that if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. But don't despair, my friends, because God will keep you from the hour of trial if you keep his word. I hope you'll come back to hear more of God's word on the next program. Thanks for joining me on this program. May God be in you.